Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram Lech Lecha. Me'artecha, me'lartecha, me'beis avicha. In the story of Lech Lecha. So in the Tzionis, Nisnas Avram, we have it in the story of Lech Lecha. At the end of the next week's parsha, we have the Nisoyin of the Akeda, which is the sugya for next week's lesson, but what does it say over there also? Vayomer Hashem el Avram, vayomer nos, kachna es vilcha, kichitcha, shavahavte, es yitzchok, v'lech lecha. There's also a Lech Lecha, and the Medrash tells that this pack is a Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha, and then there's a Lech Lecha of the Akeda. Which Lech Lecha is a stronger Nisoyin? The Medrash compares and contrasts the two Nisoyinists of Lech Lecha. Avada, Lamaisa, the Baal HaTurim says that Lech Lecha is 100, and he makes Cheshbonis that Avraham Avinu was over here 75, so he's going to live another 100 years, and he has all kinds of Ramazim on 100. Chayra, it's also he got 100 on the Nisoyin. First, he got 100 on the test. It's 100, and the Akeda also it was Lech Lecha. It was 100. Of what's the Nakuda of the Lech Lecha? The Nesivah Shalom writes a big Yisoyin. There's a difference between the Nesivah of Lech Lecha of the Akeda and the Lech Lecha over here. By the Akeda, it was a tremendous Nesivah Kipshutay of Mesiris Nefesh on Yitzchak's part, Mesiris Nefesh by Avraham. But it's a one-time Nesivah. You have to do it. It's a pu'ula. You did it. He didn't do it in the end, but the Nesoyin is to do it, to want to do it, and that's it. The Lech Lecha over here, Me'aretzecha, Me'laretzecha, is a lifetime story. It's leaving everything, and it's going to be a day in, day out, every hour, every day, the trials and tribulations of what every day brings to you. That's an under a certain Nesoyin. And that's also Mesiris Nefesh. Ritzoyinoy Shalodim is Nefesh, Yeshas Nafshecha. Says in Parshas Chayisora, Nafshecha means like, what's your rotten? A person to be mevater on his rotten, battle ritzoyincha mevnei ritzoynoi, the tog teglecha, mesiris nefesh. A person to be moiser nefesh, kipshutoi, akedo, to die al kiddush Hashem. And a person to be moiser nefesh, to live al kiddush Hashem. Azal lech lecha, but azal lech lecha. See, so this before in a lot of places, we talk about it also, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim was one big jump. But that happens, you need day, nochamal, 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 every day of Sphere Soimur. It's the process of not a one-time jump. I saw brought down the same Nisoyin in the Haftarah, this is part that says, the koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach, yalu eiver kanishorin, yahutsu v'lo yigo, yelchu v'lo yofu. So yahutsu v'lo yigo, they're going to run and not get tired out. And then even a bigger chiddush, yelchu v'lo yofu. You already said that you're going to not get tired from running out. Running. Certainly you're not going to get tired out from walking, from yelchu. Parents says no. Yerutsu is a one-time, is the 100-meter dash. Yelchu is lech lecha, is the marathon. You can't run as fast, but it's a long, drawn-out process. That long, drawn-out process is the nesoyin of lech lecha. Kavimah dvar mamurim is that we're holding the emes now, at the beginning of his man, and Be'emes, we went through Chodesh Tishrei, where the Chodesh Tishrei Be'emes was a Gevaldik Hisalus, a one-time Hisalus, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You get to the Matar of it all is Atar Reisa Ladach, Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Einoi. But now you go through the Lech Lecha of a whole long winter's man. How do you remember where you were holding when it's in the middle of Shvat, and it's raining, snowing outside, what do you do then? The emes is, first of all, in Parshas Emor, it says, Emor v'amarta, Rashi says, Emor v'amarta, lahazir gedoy l'malach tanim. So what does it mean, lahazir gedoy l'malach tanim? There's a vort. Poshet, it means that they should warn them. But there's a vort, lahazir is a lashon to shine up. Lahazir gedoy l'malach tanim, the big days. The big days should shine up on the small days. When it's the middle of Shvat and it's a long Hailach Yelach of Lech Lecha, you remember where you were holding Yom Kippur. You remember where you were holding Simchas Torah. You remember where you were holding Hei Cheshvin when it was still at the beginning. Lahazir Gedoy L'malach Tanim. But I saw this year, we linked by Sukkot, we linked Kehelis, Mordek Yisoid, from Shlomo HaMelech and Kehelis, Be'emes. The word is from the Sabah Mikelm, says Pshat Naposik, and it's a Yisoy Godel. The pasuk says, "V'yoyim toiv heyei b'toiv, u'v'yoyim ra re'ei." V'yoyim toiv heyei b'toiv, u'v'yoyim ra re'ei. Gam ezel u'mazel oselikim. You have a good day, a yoyim toiv, and you have a yoyim ra. It's a yoyim of aliyah, a sunny day, a mutzlachadik day, and then you have a yoyim ra, a rainy day, a gloomy day. V'yoyim toiv heyei b'toiv. When it's a good day and it's going, heyei, heyei becomes part of you. Havaya. It becomes part of you. V'yoyim toiv, heyei b'toiv. V'yoyim ra, there are those days also, and gan ezel u'mazel oselikim. Of a v'yoyim ra, re'ei. Be an outside spectator. Look at it from the outside. Let it pass. V'yoyim toiv, heyei b'toiv. You generate the positive energy on a good day. V'yoyim toiv, heyei b'toiv. V'yoyim ra, there's those days, ezel lechet ha'goychet, re'ei. Look on it. It will pass. That's how you go through with a lech lecha. Now, Avraham Avinu was nisnasa with Esen Nisyonis, and Be'emes Tzfarim Raita, every year is nisnasa with Esen Nisyonis. Some people are nisnasa with Esen Nisyonis in one day even. Everyone has a Nisyonis. Avraham Avinu says, Vashem Berech is Avraham Bakoil. Koil is lech, is lech, with the same letters as the Chof Lamed. Beis Kol. Beis, both lech lechas. He was Oymed ben Nisoyin, we spoke in the beginning. He was Oymed ben Nisoyin of the lech lecha. Of lech lecha, of the Tog Teglecha Nisoyin. And he was also Oymed ben Nisoyin in the Lech Lecha that we saw of the Akeda. The Rambam writes that Avraham Avinu in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, and he's describing Avraham Avinu, he writes, Kivan shenigmol eison zeh, hitzchil eshoitit bedaitoi. And he starts talking how Avraham Avinu, when he was mamash, a young child of 3 years old, he was already starting to be mizboinen, and he was yodash yesh alika. And in Behemshech, a few lines later, the Rambam writes, Uber arboim u'shmoy nishona hikar Avraham ezboire. There's a girsa, arboim shona, or arboim b'shmoy nishona. The Rambam changes it to arboim. Ben arboim shona. And then the Rambam says, Omer Avraham, yesh agodo ben sholoy shona. The Agarba says that he's only 3 years old. Shenemer ekev. Asher Shama Avraham Bakoy. Avraham Avinu lived 175 years, and since he was Yoda Ezboire already at 3, so Ekev is 172 of Avraham years. He was Shama Bakoy, only at 3 years old already. So Zetzach Astira, was he 3 years old or 40, 48? Then this is the Medrash brings it to Machloikis, Rav Yerush, Rav Shlokas, but Medrash brings it to Machloikis. Zetzach Astira da Abyssal, Rav Volbe in Ali Shur, when he talks about this Nakuti, he's Medayik in the Rambam. He says, it says, the Rambam's Lashon is, Ben Sholesh, he was Yoideya, Sheyesh Boiri Oilam. He was Yoideya. When he says later on, Ben Arboyim, or Ben Arboyim, B'shmoyin Hashanah, Hikir B'liboy. Hikir B'liboy, there was a Hakara. First it was Yoda, and then it was Hakara. There's a difference, that Eli liked about this a lot, there's a difference between the Yodato Hayoyim, and the Hashem Voice Elev Avecha. Yediyah, the Moyach Yediyah already had at 3. Of the Bahashi voice El Bavecha Hikir, that it was Hikir was already later. His Yediyah and his Hakara believe. Vinitvi, he had a Yediyah already at 3, and a Hakara believe at the age of 40. And it says, Es HaNefesh Asher Osu B'choron. Es HaNefesh Asher Osu B'choron. We know that Avraham Avinu was Megayer thousands of different people. We don't know what happened to them. That's what I'm talking about. Where did they all disappear? But it's interesting. We know from Chazal that already at 3 and at 40, the story, what the Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu, starts at 75. The story of Avraham Avinu starts at 75. At the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha. Vayitachos, what Avraham Avinu was Yoda, and what he was Makir, that's all mitzad his seichel, mitzad his avoidah. But now that he was Oymed bin Esoyin and the Eberstus misgala to him, and the Eberstus tells him Lech Lecha, and he's going against his Seichel and being a Kabbal, that's what the Torah talks about. The Torah talks about the Indian, that's where the story starts of Avraham Avinu. Plus it says, Hashem tells him Lech Lecha, and he promises him Va'agadlo Shemecho. The Rashi says, Shiyotso Matbeya, Matbeya Shaloy La'olam. The emes is, how much of that's the Psha, Matbeya. His Matbeya, the question means, he's going to be known. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, I'm not sure even the Lendi Adaf, I don't know if they got to the Sadi Zayin yet, but in the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Sadi Zayin, Matbeya Shel Avrom, Zokin Uzkeina Mitzad Echad, Bokhar and Besula Mitzad Echad. Which passes, it means it was Avrom and Sora on one side, and Yitzhak and Rivka on the other side. Zokin Uzkeina Mitzad Echad, Bokhar and Besula Mitzad Echad. I still brought down, what's the taich of this Matbeya? A zokein is already had life in the soil and life skills. He has a lot of seichel, but he's already weaker. The bocher has koyach, but he wasn't yet sober that much seichel. It wants to bring out that the matvei of Avram, that he had both halakim. Another nekud I saw in that Gemara, when a person is younger, then he has metzias tikatayis that younger people have, and less tithe for covet. An older person already is pochas yisroi. In certain inyanim, over the yeter of kovid is misraba. I tell you this. Over the matbei is saying that the type of mammon is always there. Vein the bachrusay, vein the bizaknusay. The kind of this various drush pshatim on this inyan. I saw an interesting maisa with some soifer. There was a maisa once with a person who was very poor, and he had an older daughter already, and he couldn't find a shidduch, and he had no geld, and he had an option. They were offering him a few shidduchim. There was one shidduch they were offering. It's an older person. He's not going to be able to have kids, but he's wealthy and he's going to support the daughter and also support his mechutin and the shver. The whole family is going to get support. It wasn't matim. And another option was stop, but it was going to be a shver matim. And he was clearing. He had thought he went to be miyayit barach some soifer efshe for his whole family, and his daughter will be married to an older person. So the Chassam Soifer told him, he said, that was the point of the Matbeya of Avraham Avinu. The Zokin was with the Zakeina, and the Bokhar was with the Besula. Even part of Matbeya, blank the Zazoy, as the Zokin with the Zakeina. This is what he said, that was his advice. And he said it from this Gemara, from the Matbeya of Avraham Avinu. It says that Avraham Avinu is coming now, they have to go down to Mitzrayim, and he says, Hinei no yodati, ki isha yifas mara'ot. So Rashi says, Ad achshav lo hikarbo. Because Rashi's father, he didn't know that she was Yifas Mara. So Rashi says, he was already Yoda. He spoke before. Yoda, I was given, but it wasn't Hikirbo. Hikirbo. He said, there's no Chadra Ashlaf and Hikirbo. Rashi is another Jah, Derech, the Varacham, and I go, Oilam, the Ide, Torah, Haderech, person is Vizu, Omda Biyofyo. Now, Pshutai, now it's Higiyaz Man to be Doyiv. Frektim Arsho in Baba Batra Dr. Zayin in Yivomistav Kuf, another place it's Frektim Arsho. The Gemara says in Yumadav Chof Ches, and we talk about this Kaseda through the Parashis and Bereshis, it's the Minig. The Gemara says in Yumadav Chof Ches, Avrom Avinu Kain Kola Toi Rekula Koidim Shenitno Afilu Erev Tafshilin. What that means, we'll see. Avrom Avinu kept all the mitzvahs. Frektim Arsho, the Gemara says in Kedushin, the beginning of the second parak, Osir lo adam lekadosh as isha achirena. Maybe it's the rabbanim, maybe it's the raisa. It says you'll be nichshon v'hafta. Whether it's the raisa or the rabbanim, but it's a zadinaza. Avraham Avinu kept even erev tashilin. Erev tashilin is the rabbanim. Yeah. So how could it be that he didn't know about Sarah? He didn't look. Chutz, one time you have to look. As I prek to Marsha, zok to Marsha a teretz. Says few to him, but he says a teretz. This that Avraham Avinu started keeping the whole Torah. And about that, we're going to talk about Riches in these parashiyas. Did Imamish have a din of a Ben Yisrael or a Ben Noyach who was grad at keeping the mitzvahs as an any mitzvah of a voice? Can you do it? The precious drachim by Riches handle this rise lakan as we'll boy us through the parashiyas. But the Marsha's shita is that he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was mal himself, not before. And Abizoi, when he married Sarah, was before the milah. And of course, the Yisrael Hashem we have to get to at the end of the parashah of the sugya of Mila of Avraham Avinu, what's Mekan Arayim Chafin? It's the greatest sugya. But there also the Marsha asked the kasha, and the other Rachmanim also asked the kasha. Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs, so why wasn't he mal himself? He waited till Hashem was mitzav him on the Mila. Rabbis do bar on this kasha. But the Marsha said he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was mal himself. Then he started keeping the mitzvahs. Can he shred that he should have done Mila before? Marsha also, in Yvamis Kodav Kuf, answered, that's how Avraham Avinu married Hagar, who was a mitzvist. It was before. Lamaisa, on this kasha specifically, that Avraham Avinu, why didn't he look? There's another mahalach in the Achrayim, that since he knew he would never look, or he knew he would never have a peda, and it wouldn't come to be a problem of Akhil Recha Kamaicha, he thought he doesn't have to look. But if the Shail and the Paikim, Sudan Sudazach, a person could make a Zach Heshbon, he's holding on that Madrega that he doesn't have to look. Shtei Gadin, also Adam. Makadish Achirin. The Achronim still sued as the Gemara in Shabbos, Dach Nun Gimel, Tan Rabon and Maisa Bodamecha, that he was not the Isha Gidemes, and he didn't know Adi Moisa, that she was a Gidemes, and he Taki never had looked. I once heard of Shat. The Goyin says that Avraham Avinu Avada was ready Yoda that Sarah was Yifas Mara. No, he thought that maybe it's not that it's the Etzem Yoifi, it's only because of a Chutzal Chesed. They have, like by Esther it says Chutzal Chesed. If it's really not Yoifi, it's only because it's a Chutzal Chesed, then Avada, if it's for a Sakon and Mitzrayim, so it won't be. It's not, if it's not the Etzem Yoifi. But now he chapped it with Emesi Yoifi. How did he chap? Because there's a Medrash that says he saw it in the reflection, in the water. That's how the Maisa says, Ayidei Maisa, he saw it. The Maisa was he saw it in the reflection. Chutzal Chesed, you don't see in the reflection. Reflection, it's not Be'etzem, if it's Chutzal Chesed, you don't see in the reflection. He saw it in the reflection of the water, he chapped his Emesi Yoifi. That's what he was saying, he didn't know Yodati, that it's Be'etzem, Kishi Yifas Mar. The Maisa says, the Mefurash of Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of the Parsha, and not like the Marsha in this Prat, Medrash Tanchuma says that the reason the Eibishter told him Lech Lecha and was all misfold that he wanted to be Dafka Makarav Avram Oyavi is because he saw that Avram Avinu was Makayim Kol Terakula Afilo Erev Tavshima. So you see clearly in the Medrash that Avram Avinu was already being Makayim Kol Terakula even before. But that's a shaila. You have later in the parsha the ganze sugi of the melchama of the arba melachim with the chamisha melachim. The mar de gavart from the oilus Ephraim, it's the kliyoker. The kliyoker has a sefer drush. Oilus Ephraim, he has a drush nitle. He says the melchama of the arba melachim and the chamisha melachim is the story of every person. A person is made out of arvi yisoides, ofer, ruach, eish, umayim. Reb Chaim Vital talks about this. Reb Volbet Barichas talks about this in that the four yisoides are the four are the buses for the midos of a person in various tchumim, and a person has to work and know his milus and his chesroin is based on his herkiv of the arvi yisoides. Ofer could be in a negative sense laziness, let's say. Umayim could be taiva. Eish is a certain mischa that could be for good and for bad. Eish upper ruach mayim. L'umat zeh, the neshama of a person we know, this farm right, is naran chai, is this five levels. Nefesh ruach neshama chai yechida. There's a mochama between the arba and the chomesh. That's what a person is about. That is a person. An other is not just a guf and not just a neshama. It's the mixture of both. And it's a mochama always between the four and the five. And this Muhammad is already going for 12 years in the beginning, the first 12 years, the Arba is in charge, because there's no Yetzir Tov until the Bar Mitzvah. Then the Bishloishes Rishonah, then it's time that the person then starts the real war, the Muhammad between the four and the five. And Barichati, the Derev Drush goes through the Ganze Parsha, the other Prat, and how he buys us in the Parsha, this Nakuda. But upon this Muhammad, it says that Avraham Avinu took his 318 Yelidei Beisod. Shmoyna Asru Shloish Meyot. 318 is Siach. Siach is Tefillah. He won the war with the Koyach of Tefillah. Siach is Tefillah. I saw also put down in Sfarim. Avram was 75. And 75. It's B'tochen. It's Gematria 75. Avram, without the hay, Avram plus B'tochen is 318. That's the 318. Avram plus B'tochen. So other in Yonam in the 318, but it was still an interesting Maisa. There's a Maisa with the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was Yidua, had a very Gemaldika Koyach in Gematria. So Mashun is a Koyach in Gematria. Amoni said, Tzion v'mishpati podet, Shoveh v'tzdoko, Geula, so he said, Tzion v'mishpati podet is Gematria Talmud Bavli. ושווה בצדוק את גמטריה תלמוד ירושלמי. גבר דיקה כוח את גמטריה. And the ציונים and the masculine, they were making choizik. They were stammer with him and everything, but they made a choizik. What? Rabbi Yosef Chaim, mate, he's going to win us with his gemachrius. So he said, state on the posik, that it was just Eliezer. It wasn't. That with one gematria, the 318, he won the whole war. But the gematria, it wasn't really. It's Eliezer, it's gematria, 318. As I say, right? Yeah. That was his his bichud. You have it the hemshet the parsha when you learn at the pesukim. There's two parshas of the Perek Tesvov. You have first that the Eibush that tells him, and he takes him out. Habeit no Hashemayim Sforak Echovim. Tosis and Brachot of Zion brings that this is a different story. Ain muktam u'ochr b'toyra, because this is at night time. And then later on, the Hemshech of Sukkim starts. The Brisman of Sarim is still when it's day. So Tosis breaks it up that it's taken two different times. More than that, it's Ain muktam u'ochr b'toyra at an earlier time. The Brisman of Sarim, the way it's brought down, the Chesvoinus, that comes down from the Tosis there, Brisman of Sarim of Avraham Avinu was only 70. And the Brisman of Sarim was 70. By the Mulchama of the Malachim, he was 73. And Lech Lecha, first telling him to go to Eretz Yisrael, was 75. That means he made a trip to Eretz Yisrael before. It was an earlier trip. As I come to Yisrael, he had been to Eretz Yisrael. Takash sells on the kasha. Why did Avraham Avinu not mal himself? Why did Avraham Avinu not mal himself if he was nitztave? If he was mekayim kol Torah kula, why wasn't he mal himself already before to be mekayim mitzvah? So we said the Marsha says that Avraham Avinu only started being Mekayim Mitzvahs as Halich Lefanei the Hei Yisomim. He started being Mekayim Mitzvahs after he was Mal himself. But there are many other Turetzim that say, by definition, any other Teretz we're going to say now is Dinging Zechavis Anocha. That Lo'olam Be'etzem, maybe it could be he was being Mekayim Mitzvahs even beforehand. Why didn't he do Mila? Kidala Halon. First of all, Mila is a bris. A bris is not just, it's not just a maisa mila, it's a bris, it's a covenant, it's a treaty between two tzadim. To have a bris, the mila you could make before maybe, but you can't make the bris before. A bris is between two tzadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to initiate it between him and Avram, that they're making a bris, bris Hashem Avram. So a bris you can't have. Another parrot I saw brought down that Achorim say, Avram Avinu was a ben noyach be'etzim, and as ben noyach he doesn't have mila. And one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach includes that he can't do a Chavola even to himself. He can't be Choyvel. It's part of the Dinim of B'nei Noach, so he couldn't do it. It's a Chavola. The Mizrahi brings a Mahalach. Godel HaMetzuvah V'Oiseh Mimisha Eina Metzuvah V'Oiseh. Now, any mitzvah could be done more than once. Avraham Avinu was Noach the Lulav every year on Sukkot. Savav, Kaim Kol Terakula. He's not mitzvah. Okay, he's not. If he'll be mitzvah, yeah. If not, Chachi could do it in the Inyan of Avraham Avinu. Kain called Terakula. Kain mitzvah voice. Avraham Avinu is only one time you could do it. Avraham Avinu didn't want to be Makai Mila, ain't mitzvah dick, because of the fact that maybe he's going to be in Itztava. And I would say more than maybe, if he knew about Erev Tavshil and he also knew Parshas Lech Lecha, he knew he was going to be in Itztava. And therefore, he also knew this Mizrahi, but since he could only do it once, so he did it, and he waited to do it else. A mitzvah voice. The Mizrahi brings another pshat. Also, he wanted to wait till it was more berabim and it was at tzivi, would be a bigger kiddush Hashem. They say from the Briskerov a different pshat, and I want to touch it up. Maybe a hisopa to the vart. The Brisurov says Mila is not just a maisa chaticha chituch, it's you take off the orlo. Until Avraham Avinu was mitzave to do Bris Mila, he wasn't an orlo. The Marshal Tashkis, like the Sugya Nivomis, it comes out that the first 7 days the baby's not an orlo yet. A tino, if that's less than 7 days of koyin, you could be moishichim with shemen shal truma. Orlo is also with truma.
He's not an arlo yet. There's a suffix if the arlo comes in the night of the eighth, where it's, and it's just a siva that you can't do mila because it's night time, or the and the arlo only comes in the morning. It's a suffix. It's silent. You shall need it. But you have to be an arlo. Before he had the tzivoy, he wasn't an arlo. I thought it was the briskerov. Now you can hear it. It says the blemish in akuda. He's not an arlo until the tzivoy of mila. He's not an arlo. But efsir to say a gang. What's the taich? He's not an arlo. Their hair. The Gemara says in the Dorim that Avraham is 248. But the Gemara says the emes originally he was Avram. Avram is 243, and he wasn't mashlim all of his evarim. There are remache evarim. Originally he wasn't. He was mashlim 243 of his evarim. Then he was mashlim the last five evarim. Shnei nine, shnei nine, rosh hagvir, the makom amil. And then he had hashlama of Avraham. And then he did the mila. Mila is the pshat that you have when a yid is born, and the reason why every yid is like that is because it's brisa shel Avram Avinu. We yashened it from Avram that our entire ramach evarim are already b'shleimus, and the only thing that's oral is the mokem hamila, and that's what the Eibush wants is that we have to be mashlim ourselves. It's not we're not born like that. Kemat we're muslim, and then we have to be mashlim with oral. A guy is an oral. Why is a guy an oral? Because the guy's entire ramach evarim is an oral. The Gemara says in the Dorim. A guy, even if he mouths himself, is an oro. Hanoyder min ha'areilim, osur lehonis min goy min nochri. I feel if he's mohol, because nochri, even if he's mohol, is an oro. Why he mouths himself? Yeah, but his whole ramachim oro is oro. Why is the yid not like that? Because the yid fakir, the yid b'mahus is mohol. He's not oro. Avram Avinu, the seder hadvarim of being mashlim himself, made himself till he finally became Avraham. And his Ramachi Baram of Ishlemis, and he's ready for Mila. And this may be the prescribed meaning, saying a different guy. Avraham Avinu couldn't mal himself until then because he wasn't oral, meaning the Makam Hamila wasn't oral, Bechlal, it wasn't Muslim yet. He was still oral. Later, when the Ramachi Baram of Muslim, then there's the Nakud of Arlis. You could mal the Arlis. But Akoponim, if that's the head or not, the prescribed says that Avraham Avinu could only mal himself after the Tzivoy because only then was he an oral. But there's a mahalich from Rabbi Shua Leidiskin Fakert. That was this interesting shaila. And again, we're coming to answer. There's still the shell that we're selling on. Why did Avraham Avinu, assuming he was already Mekayim Mitzvahs before, why was he not Mal himself? So the shaila is like this. Only a moil whose mohol could be a moil. Come on, Rabbi Yisrael, Chassayin, Himol, Yimol, only a moil whose mohol. So who was Tak Avraham Avinu's moil? Who was the moil? Only someone whose mohol could be a moil. So who is Taka Avraham Avinu's mother? So the Achronim Taka asked it. So there's one mahalach the Medrash brings, says in the Pasuk, the Choras Imay HaBris. Choras Imay HaBris. Eberst was Mal. Eberst is Mal. Eberst is not Mol, but the Eberst is not Oro. Someone who's an Oro can't be Mal. The Eberst was Mal. There's another Medrash that Shem Ben Noyach was Noylad Mohol. He was Mal. If you learn that the Eberst was Mal, so that's already a terror to the Kasha already. Avraham Avinu couldn't Mal himself because he's not a Moil. Meaning the Biskarov says he couldn't mal himself because there was no oral, there was no person to be mal. But this guy there was no moil available. Tak, when did he come? The Abishit was mitzav, and the Abishit was mal. But you could say, Viter, Rabbi Shul, if this guy has a mahalach, we'll get him moist upon it. He says, who was Avraham Avinu's moil? Avraham Avinu was mal himself. How was he mal himself? Boyim ka'achs. Boyim ka'achs. Nu, how you talking, Tak, every time a person's megayer. A ger can mal himself, and boyim ka'achas. Avad and Adam, we'll say in a minute why. But by Avraham Avinu, this was able to work. He was able to mal himself, and be boyim ka'achas, be a moil, but only after the Eibushter gave him the tzivur. Why only after the Eibushter gave him the tzivur? So the mice is like this. Bissel ha'cheshvin, we'll work it out. The Gemara says in Yevamis, Tafayin Aleph, Loi nidna priyal Avraham Avinu. El b'moitzi Yeshua. The Gemara brings that by Yeshua. It says the Eberster told Yeshua, "Say lecho charvay surim v'shuv molus b'nei Yisrael sheinus." The Gemara runs out that it was mitzvah then in the times of Yeshua priya. Until then, there was no priya, only mila. Priya was mitzvah in the times of Yeshua. Fred Toisus over there, the Ritva Toisus, Rishonim. There's a medrash that says that Avraham Avinu did priya. Some say that he did priya to himself. Others, there's a gerus in the medrash that he did priya to Yishmael. He himself was already older, was moch, but by Yishmael it was priya. So friends, they were showing him, why did you do Priya? The Gemara says it clearly, Loi nitna Priya, Elad Yomaisi Yeshua. So the emphasis of Kuvias and Machloikis, the Yerushalmi anyways, Lachar, the Yerushalmi in Yevomis and also in Shabbos, in Perakrabal is the Nila, the Yerushalmi says, what's the Makar of Priya? Because it says by Avraham Avinu, Himo Yimo, Himo Yimo, one for Mila, one for Priya. Like that Yerushalmi, Avraham Avinu did have Priya. Himo Yimo, the Rabbis said Priya. There's another Makar that brings Chassan Domin Lamulois by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Tzipayra. By Eishes Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzipayra, it says she did the Mila, Chassan Domin Lamulois, Lamulois Lashin Rabbin, Chad Lamila, Chad Lapriya. So if you go with that Yerushalmi, so then Faket, the Makar of Priya is already earlier from Avraham Avinu, Chachan the times of Tzipayra. But if you learn like the Gemara Kipshutai says, that and then as if you look at the Gemara there, it's a machlokes b'shoyin. There are those that learn that l'maskana is a matecha, and the Gemara is chazar by it. The shaila had to learn at the last line of the Gemara there. But that's already from the inner thing that Rabbi Chananel's gears, the Rashi himself brings two gears there. But let's assume the maskana is taka blind. Priya was only by Yeshua. So why did Avram do Priya? The Medrash says he did Priya. So as I was saying, maybe the Medrash holds like the other gears, or he holds like Yerushalmi. But what did b'shoyin say? Posh it. Avram Avinu can't call him Barakuba. He was erev tshilin. Somebody did Priya also. Avraham Avinu did everything. He did Priya because he was Makan Kol Terukul. Come to Christ, Santa Zach. Avraham Avinu did Mila because he was in Tzav, the Ebrister told him. But he also did Priya even though he wasn't in Tzav, and Priya ahead, he was only in the times of Yeshua. They said that that's why God, that Avraham Avinu does every mitzvah. He kept Kol Terukul. So now, step one. I have a cheshbin. Maybe I understand now why Avraham Avinu didn't Mal himself. Let's assume not like the Marsho. That Avraham Avinu already at the age of 40 was being Makan Kol Terukul. Not right, the Marsha says he only started after Mila. Let's first, then we have a parents. We're going on the other way. Already at 40, he's being Makai Mitzvahs. No, he's being Makai Mitzvahs, so he should wake up, let him do Mila. So we said very explicitly there was no bris, he can only do it once. We said it all out of Switzerland. Why didn't he do Mila? So who's going to be the Moyo? He should Mal himself? How is he going to Mal himself? Let me tell you something. Why can't the regular Ger be Mal himself? He's a guy right now. Boy in Kach, he's the Moyo. Parents says Mila needs Mila and Priya. And when the Goy, slash Ger is trying to Mal himself, so he's going to do Mila and not do Priya yet. Mila without Priya is garnished. You're an Oral. So it's not going to be Boyan Kachas, and you're not going to be a Mal either, and even if you do Priya, because the Mila wasn't the Mila, because it was done by someone who wasn't Mal, and the Boyan Kachas will not start. But now, Avraham Avinu got a Tzivui, the first to do Mila. Tzivui. Abraham told him. And Ebrister did not tell him to do Priya. Why is he being Makai Mila now? Not because of the Indian of Kain called Terukul. He had the first achieve to do Mila. Just Mila. On the Mila that he's being Nistabi, he can pull off a Boyan Kachas. And then on the Suri, he can do Priya also. Kain called Terukul. Or he's able to pull off just the Mila and be a Mohol, and be able to be a Moil to mount himself with Boyan Kachas. A regular Ger can't do Mila of Boyan Kachas because it's two stages of Mila and Priya. And he's not able to do both. And he can't get started. It doesn't start. But Avraham Avinu, after the Tzivoy, and that's why he waited for a Tzivoy, was Mal himself, became Mohol, and he could do Priya, not Ketzu Eichet. Kemetzule again, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Avraham Avinu was not only Mal himself, he was Mal all the Bnei Beisoy. The Ramban writes, Lamoshel, that Avraham Avinu was Mal himself last. He says, Avada, he was first Oisik and Torah and being Mal all the other Bnei Beis. He says, he was Mizam dem Harbe Moyalim, I don't know who they were, but he was Mizam and Harbe Moyalim, and he needed to have Koyach to make sure that all the Moyalim do a good job, and then, last, he was Mal himself. As I said to Ramban. But the Rechaim HaKadosh of Shubalei, to Mizakri, Asach HaKaran, they learned differently, this is Yukim and Rashi, he was Mal himself first. And they even say more, he had to be Mal himself first. He had to be Mal himself first, because who's going to be Mal everyone else? Let's say the Marshal of Hashem was Mal. Who's going to be Maling everyone else? Without the Ramban, Zim and Moyalim Harbe. He's going to be the Moyal. No, he has to be Mal. So Avada the Seder was, he was Mal himself first, and then he was Mal others. I would go to Advaita. Tosef says that he did Priya on Yishmol. Why? I wasn't with Suvin Priya. Because Kain called Terakula. Yeah, but what about like the Marsha? The Marsha says he only started keeping Kol Terakula after he was Mal himself. If you'll tell me that earlier that day, like the Ramban, that he was first Mal Yishmol and then he was Mal himself, so he wasn't Mal, he wasn't Mal yet, so he wasn't being Kain called Terakula yet. Avada from that Tosis, together with the Marsha, we invite to have a smach that the Seder Advarim was, first he was Mal himself, and then he was Mal the rest of them. So we have another shay. It's Mavur, in the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer, and Oichet in the Medrash, it says that Avraham Avinu's Mila was on Yom Kippur. So how to cash it? How could Avraham Avinu mal himself on Yom Kippur? Mila Shaloi Bismano is not Deutsche Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Avraham Avinu was a Mila Shaloi Bismano. Avraham Avinu is being mal at 100 years old. It's a Mila Shaloi Bismano. Mila Shaloi Bismano is not Deutsche Shabbos. How could Avraham Avinu do Mila on Yom Kippur? So there's a correct Akash. So the Maisim like this. Mitchila, I once wanted to say a Teretz. Avraham Avinu was Mila Bismano. Because maybe the Chiddush said Mila B'yoyim HaShmini, Mila Deutsche Shabbos. The Nakud of Mila Deutsche Shabbos, Lav Dafka, is the eighth day. It's the day that it's Neschadish to Arlus. We said before, even the first 7 days, maybe even the eighth night, early Yom Shemini, it's not an oral yet. Tinoik, Shiva Yomim, Shalkoyin, Mesochel Oisei, Betruma, Beshemin Shal Truma. It's not an oral. You become an oral. The day that it's Neschadish to Arlus, that's when it's Mila Bisman. No Avraham Avinu, B'yoyim Tzivu Yoyim, that's Mila Bisman. It's Mila Bisman. It's able to be Deutsche Yom Kippur. Avort. Can die, but I found in the Marshonish there's an idea. The Gemara in the Dor, the Flamed Beis, gives a Rishima of memories of Gedoyla Mila, and it says Gedoyla Mila this, Gedoyla Mila, a whole bunch of memories, the goddess of Mila. One of them is Gedoyla Mila, Shalai Nikra, Bro, Tomim, Achamol, Asma. Frektim, Arsho, Kasha, what's the grace of Glick of Azazach? There's a lot of other things. What's the Gedoyla Mila, Shalai Nikra, Bro, Tomim? So the Marsho, it's a Rabusa, even though it was a Mila Shalai Bizman, Apa Pike. Avraham Avinu, even though it was Mila Shaloi Bizman, was able to be Nikr Tom. That's the Hadgosh. So Shaykh the Marsha, it's a Mila Shaloi Bizman. No, how is it Doicha Yom Kippur? So I was kind of cautious. If you learn like the Marsha, that Avraham Avinu was only being Makai and Kola Torah Kula after he was Mal himself. So it wasn't Yom Kippur. There's no Yom Kippur yet. He doesn't have Mitzvah. He's not Mitzvah Yom Kippur. He was Mal himself, and then he became Yom Kippur. The Seder, you can't ask, how does he do Mila? Now the Shaila is, if you learn like most Rishonim, that he was first Mal himself and then he was Mal everyone else. How was he Mal everyone else? That's not Shver either. He has a Mefurish at Tzivu from the Rabbi Nishlem to do Mila. To him and his Bnei Desa. He suddenly was Mal himself and now all of a sudden it's Neschadish and him, Kiyam Kol HaTorah Kula. And he has to keep Yom Kippur. But that Inyan of Avraham Avinu Kayam HaTorah Kula is not as powerful as a Tzivu Lehevyot. So Avadi, as a Tzivu Lehevi, he can be Mal, the Bnei Beis HaYoichid, even though now it's already Yom Kippur. And it's Mila Shaloi Bizmana for him. The Shaila is, but we learned up in Tosfos that he did Priya to Yishmol. And we said he did Priya to Yishmol. Why? Avraham Avinu loy nitzav of a Priya. He was doing Priya because Avraham Avinu is kind of called Terku. Now I have a problem. I'm not sure if that's Gamoyal, if Priya involves Chil Shabbos, the Mishnah Mitzvahs, or yeah, Rabbi Shaila. He was Mal himself, it became Yom Kippur, and now he's right to being Mal Yishmol, because what hey, that Tzivoy Mal Yishmol, I'm good. But how does he do Priya on Yishmol? Priya is not Mitzvah. No, Kain called Erekula. Oh, but it's Doch Yom Kippur. It's not Doich. Unless you say, since the Mila of Yishmol was Doich Yom Kippur already, and that is Doich, and Mol Voloi Parah in Kain called Erekula, the Kekilu Le Mol, and that's able to be Doich. It's a Minish Klar. How can be Doich the Priya? Ma'isa, we say by a bris, la'achnisoi be'brisoi shal Avraham Avinu, make a bracha. La'achnisoi be'brisoi shal Avraham Avinu. The Rosh brings down in Shabbos. When do we make the bracha? So machlokes is Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that la'achnisoi is a birchas ha shevach, but the Rosh in Parak Avles the Mila learns that it's a birchas ha mitzvahs. And he asks, why do we make the bracha after the Mila? A bracha has to be over la'asiyosa. If it's a birchas ha shevach, you make a shevach after. So some sochem brings that for us. Oh, but if it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs, how do you do it after the Mila? So the Rosh brings down, you do it after the Mila, before the Priya. And since Kol Amol V'Loi Para, Ki'ilu Loi Mol, so it's still Oyver La'Siyosan, you haven't finished yet. Frektim in Cheschinach, Tak, you haven't finished yet. Oh, but the bracha that you're saying is, La'achnisoi Bevrisei Shal Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's Tzivoy was only Mila, not Priya. How can you tell me that when you're at a stage of Kvar Mol, Adayim Loi Para, and it's called Oivalasi Yosom, to say, Achnisa Ebebrisa Shem Avraham Avinu, if Avraham Avinu didn't have Priya, as I practice in Cheschinach. Quite schwer. So, I saw the Chassam says carrots. And Mashal with this, interesting thing. Avraham Avinu wasn't at Stav in Priya, but now we are, from Yeshua's times yet. What's Priya? One way of looking at it is that Priya is the Iker of Milas to be Maser the Arla. Until Yeshua's time, you did not need Priya to be considered halachically that it was Maser the Arla. Kahayoyin Priya is necessary also. And Kalamov lepar ki'ilu laimov. Machnish Maser given the Arla. In a Chanami, by Avraham Avinu, even without Priya, it would have been considered being Maser the Arla. But now, the prat changed. For us to do Brit Shel Avraham Avinu, we do need Priya. Because until then, we weren't Maser the Arla. Kemenoch Zagin Brit Shel Avraham Avinu, Oyv Elas Niyosin before the Priya. Now, Kana Dabratoli, the Moshul, the Beis Halevi has a big arichas here, but in the parasha, he explains that the taich of Priya and Mila, Mila is Sur Meira, and Priya is Asei Toif. He brings a medrash, brings a pasuk in Shir Shirim, Mayofis Umano Amt, Mayofis Beklayim, that's the lav, Umano Amt Betzitzis, Mayofis Beorla, fruits, the first 3 years, Umano Amt Berevai, that's already the Kedusha. And the medrash continues, Mayofis Bemila, Umano Amt Bepriya. And but based on this, he boys always Priya is nochadar, the Hysophas Kedusha. That's why there's a big arichas in the Achroimim that Bnei Keturah chai v'mila, Bnei Keturah chai v'mila with their eyes, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, but they don't have Priya. They don't have Priya. That darga they don't have. But if you learn like this, it comes out that Priya is not just Hasoras Orla. The Hasoras Orla Kenzain was, it's nochal level. Then it comes back, Shver, Abyssal, the Minchas Chenevs Kasha, Vikan and Zog and Lachnitsa, the Brisa Shal Avram of Vinu. If the Chelek HaMila of Avraham Avinu Taki already did, and it's only Chasa the Priya.